My family is, it's really important to me, and I feel really close to my mom's side of the family because my mom and my dad, got divorced, and my dad lives in India, so I don't really see him a lot. Last time I saw him, I was 7, and now I'm 10. But I feel really close to my grandma and grandpa and my cousins and all of my other family members. And they all live in Oregon, so we don't see them as much as we used to because we used to live in Oregon. But it's really nice to visit them, and I feel really good when I'm around them. And it kind of makes it even more fun to see them. Because either we're visiting them in some other place or visiting them in Oregon. So it's usually a holiday, and it's just really nice to be with them. And I feel really close to them, and I really care about them. I feel
It's really
really
important
I
to
feel
me,
really close
and
to
I
her
feel really close
because my mom and my dad got
she
divorced, and
is
my
I feel really
dad
close to her
lives in
because
India,
we
so
we've always
I don't
been
really
together, and
see
it's
him a
been
lot. Last
just
time I
me
saw
and
him, I was
her
7,
because
and
well,
now I'm
my
10.
dad lives in India,
But
and
I feel really close to my grandma and grandpa
we've moved around
and
a
my
lot,
cousins
and
and all of my
I
other family
feel like
members.
she's always
And
working
they
really
all live
hard
in
to make
Oregon,
both of
so we
us
don't see them
happy,
as much
and
as we used to because
I
we
think
used to
she's the
live in
best mom
Oregon.
ever.
But it's really nice to visit them, and I feel really good when I'm around them. And it kind of makes it even more fun to see them. Because either we're visiting them in some other place or visiting them in Oregon. So it's usually a holiday, and it's just really nice to be with them. And I feel really close to them, and I really care about them.
Something hasn't like drawing me.
I
It's
feel
something
really close
that
to
I've
her
always
because to
done,
my
and
mom's side of the
because it makes me really happy, and
my
I
mom and
really
my
enjoy
dad
doing it.
because
Sometimes I'll
she
even
divorced,
just get
and I
books
feel really
because I
close to her
love the
because we so
illustrations,
we've always
and I
been
like to
really
together and
see
it's
him
try
a lot,
and
just
do
myself
those
and Callum's
illustrations.
sister. Our dad,
And
now
well,
I'm
my
10.
dad lives in
I
India,
have all of
and
these.
we've
I feel really
moved
close to my
around
grandma and grandpa from
books
my
from
grandpa a
when I
lot,
was a
and
lot younger,
all of my
and
other family
I feel like
members.
she
I
still
still
really
miss
liked drawing,
working. They
and
all live
we
in
do a lot of
Oregon to
drawing
make
in
both of us don't
school,
see them as much
and I
as we
also
used
like
to
doing
because
drawing
we
at
she's the
home, and
best mom
it's
ever.
just something that
But
makes me really happy.
it's really nice to visit them, and I feel really good when I'm around them. And it kind of makes it even more fun to see them. Because either we're visiting them in some other place or visiting them in Oregon. So it's usually a holiday, and it's just really nice to be with them. And I feel really close to them, and I really care about them.
Animals have always been
Something
like
I feel
drawing.
really
I really
it's
enjoy
something
being
close
with
to her
them,
from
and
always
I feel like
done,
I have
my mom's side of
and
the
a
family. It
really
makes me
nice
really
special
happy,
connection with
and
them,
my mom really
and
enjoy doing
I
it.
love
Sometimes I'll
dogs
even
and
just to
all
get
different types
books
of
made because I love
animals,
the illustrations. So we've always
and
been
I
really together, and it's
try
him
I'm not
just
a
to
fan
do the
of some
illustrations,
insects,
and
but My dad.
I like mostly all animals, and I love being with them.
A lot younger.
Right now, we actually only have fish, but in our neighborhood, there's a lot of feral cats, and they have their kitties, and you'll see a mother cat with her kittens, and we've also had a dog. We chained a seeing eye dog before, just as a puppy. But that was it was when we were living in a pretty small place, so it was kind of too hard to do that because we also didn't have a car then. And but I've always really really liked animals, and they make me really happy. Writing is something that I go to a really great school. It's my second year there, and I'm in fifth grade, and we do a lot of writing and drawing, and it's a Waldorf school. It's a Brooklyn Waldorf school.
I'm not a fan of some.
It's a pretty young school, but it's like 6 years old, but I really enjoy it, and we have a new teacher this year. Usually we have one teacher from first grade to eighth grade, but we have a new teacher this year, and I really love her. She's been teaching for a really long time,
and you'll see,
and she's a really good teacher, and
kittens.
She's probably, if I had a dog, we choose one in the past, like, 4 years, she's probably one of my favorite teachers since my kindergarten teacher,
and
we do a lot of, when we do, we'll learn about some subject, and sometimes she will have a poem or something that she writes about it. But sometimes also we get to write our own drafts of, like, she'll tell us about it for a period, and then we write drafts about it in our own writing. And I really, really love writing, and also I like writing poetry. We did a lot of poetry in third grade, and we have some really cool poem books from last year where our whole school, each class had one topic, and you all wrote one poem about it, and it was really great, and it's really fun to look back at that book. Writing is also something that I always loved. But when I was younger, in kindergarten, I would always love to have my mom read me a story. But then when we went to India for the year first grade, and at my school there, I didn't do much reading at the school. I didn't do much reading besides that, because most of the books were either not in English or
a new teacher.
I didn't really read that much in first grade, but then came back to the United States and moved to New York from Oregon for second grade, and that's when I really started reading, because we had our
teacher,
and we had our school library, and we would go, and right away I started reading books that were like an inch and a half thick chapter books, and I really loved reading, and I've always loved reading. Aragorn, and it's this wonderful story, and this
something that she writes about it
many years ago,
but sometimes also we had to write our own drafts.
And that there were magicians and dragons, and there were only a couple of dragon eggs left. And this one boy found one of these eggs and started on this adventure of being one of the last people to have a dragon. And
and we have some.
I usually read a lot when from last year,
we're eating,
where our whole
and
school,
a lot of the time, my mom,
each class had one topic.
Not a lot of the time, but most of the time, my mom gets upset because she says I read too much.
Really great,
but
it's really fun to look back at that.
I really like reading.
School
reading is something that I really, really love.
I haven't actually,
I haven't always loved school, but
it's my second year there.
It's my second year at this new school, and last year was kind of hard because I had a teacher that I didn't necessarily love.
At my school there, we didn't really, I didn't really have much reading,
and I feel like my mom has worked really, really hard.
I always most of the time I try working really hard, and write away. I started one reading books that were like, one of my favorite, and our school's moving, and first grade, I always started reading, and I've always loved reading. We do a lot of, when we do woolen books, we'll learn about some subject, all the big books where Aragon is this wonderful story, and there were many years ago, but some days still we had to write our own dragons, and there were like only a couple of dragon eggs left.
And this one boy found one of these eggs and really started on this adventure of being one of the last people to have a dragon.
And we have some.
I usually read a lot when we're eating. And a lot of the time, my mom,
each class had one topic.
Not a lot of the time, but most of the time, my mom gets upset because she says I read too much. But
it's really fun to look back at that.
I really like reading.
School reading is something I feel like I really want to do with my life.
I really want to do something that helps the world.
It's my, that really matters.
It's my second year at this new school.
Because I feel like the world is changing in a lot of different ways really quickly.
I didn't necessarily love
at my school there.
Some of the ways, some of the things that are happening are good. I feel like some of them are not so good.
Getting good school.
I'm not completely sure what I want to do, what profession I want to be part of when I grow up. I'm not sure, but sometimes I think I want to be a judge, but then I have to be a lawyer before I can become a judge, and I'm not sure if that's what I want to do, or I might want to be a park ranger,
most of the time
I love animals and nature, and that's kind of the perfect job for that. And it's also kind of, it's protecting the wonderful places. But I'm not sure. I just want to do something that helps the world and everybody.
All the big books where Aragon is this wonderful story in this something that she writes about it
many years ago,
but sometimes also we had to write our own drafts.
And that there were magicians and dragons, and there were like only a couple of dragon eggs left. And this one boy found one of these eggs and started on this adventure of being one of the last people to have a dragon.
And we have some.
I usually read a lot when we're eating,
where our whole
a lot of the time, my mom,
each class had one topic.
Not a lot of the time, but most of the time, my mom gets upset because she says I read too much.
Really great.
But
it's really fun to look back at that.
I really like reading.
school?
Nature. I've already talked about what I wanted to do when I grew up, but nature is something that I really, really love. And I just feel so happy because whenever I'm in nature, and I love the smell of moss and some of the ways hearing all these different birds
happening are good.
I feel some of them. It makes me really happy to see that because we've lived in a lot of different places, but like in Oregon, it's beautiful and there's a lot of green, but it just wasn't necessarily the perfect place.
Sometimes I think I want to be a judge,
my mom, but then I have to be
for her professional lawyer and become a judge. And
so we moved, and that was really hard because I might want to be about our family there.
Most of the time.
And then
and nature.
When we were in India, there was a lot of nature there too, but not as much. And it just makes me really happy to be around nature, and it was kind of hard to be in India.
I just want to do
also because
that helps
my dad lives there, and
everybody.
Then we moved to New York, and New York from Oregon is a really big change because it's, you know, it's the big city and concrete jungle, and it's been kind of hard because I really miss the nature, but I still feel like I have a really strong connection, and my mom has we have a new house, and it's in Brooklyn, and now we have our own big backyard, and it makes me feel really happy.
Had one topic. Not a lot of the time, but most of the time my mom gets upset because she says I read too much.
Really great.
But it's really fun to look back at that.
I really like reading. Playing viola is something that's a little bit, it's my second year of playing viola, so it's a little bit new. But in my new school, it's part of the Waldorf curriculum, was that in fourth grade you start playing, everybody in the class will start playing a string instrument, so either violin, viola, or cello. And
it makes me really happy to see that.
I chose viola.
We've lived in a lot of different places,
because
but like
cello, I really liked cello, but it was just, it was big and
wasn't necessarily the perfect place.
Violin was
my mom, but then I have
At the time, it was too high because I have really sensitive ears, and it's also just it wasn't really just that. It was just I didn't want to play the other ones, so I started viola
too, but not as much. And
besides school,
it makes me it just makes me
I joined a band that
to be in India. I just want to do also because
the other class, the other fourth grade had been in.
Then we moved.
They were in fifth grade, and we were in fourth grade, and
Oregon is a really big change.
It's called Sonic Smithies.
You know, it's
and
big city,
it's really it's really great because
and,
in school we're
been kind of
only learning classical
really
music
nature.
And like Suzuki, but in the band we learn
like
jazz and classical and blues. What we do is we'll have one guest artist, and the whole band plays some of this artist's pieces, and we learn about that artist, and we play some of their music, and we play with them. And I also have private lessons with our band leader, who's a great woman, and I really love her. But I love playing viola.